الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه والتابعين وتابعيهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. وبعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today is the 14th day of Ramadan 1433 and the second day of August 2012 CE. We are to move on from Ayah 172. هكذا اقرأ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإذا قدر ربك من بني آدم من ظهورهم ذرياتهم وأشهدهم على أنفسهم ألست بربكم؟ قالوا بلى، شهدنا أن تقولوا يوم القيامة إنا كنا عن هذا غافلين. أو تقولوا إنما أشرك آباؤنا من قبل وكنا ذرية من بعدهم، أفتهلكنا بما فعل المبطلون؟ وكذلك نفصل الآيات ولعلهم يرجعون.
قال الله تبارك وتعالى: وإذا أخذ ربك من بني آدم من ظهورهم ذريتهم وأشهدهم على أنفسهم ألست بربكم؟ قالوا بلى، شهدنا أن تقولوا يوم القيامة إنا كنا عن هذا غافلين. This ayah talks about the origin of the covenant. What is that covenant? That is when from the loins of the children of Adam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed a covenant that people were from the beginning going to worship Allah alone as the creator and the only one deserving for being worshipped. So Azza wa Jalla said, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ. And remember, when your Lord took مِنْ بَنِي Adam, from the children of Adam, مِنْ ذُهُورِهِمْ, that is from their progenies, through their loins, their children who were going to come, whom are you going, or whom are you going to worship? وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنْفُسِهِمْ. And he called them to witness concerning their own souls. Allah was saying, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ, am I not your Lord? Am I not your Lord? قَالُوا بَلَىٰ, they said, yes, you are our Lord. شَهِدْنَا, will be a witness to that. أَن تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا أَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. Late, on the day of resurrection, some of you will be saying, we are absent-minded, not knowing this. The message, in short, like I was saying, from the beginning of this life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had a plan that you are going to be created, but you are not going to conduct your ways of life according to your designs and human desires. But things are going to be done according to the teachings through the Prophet going to be sent. Are you ready for that? They all said, yes, we testify to this covenant we are taking. So that on Al-Qiyamah, nobody will be saying, I was absent-minded without my knowledge. Okay, that is the message in short. That the beginning of this life was marked by total subordination to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each and every human being is naturally inclined to the concept of worship. It's natural. So they are saying worship is something ingrained in human nature. You either worship God, the true Allah, or you have to worship something else. But worship must be there. It's something natural, something spontaneous, but at the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded them to worship Allah, and we all took the promises. Later, human beings decide to keep away from the original covenant. Next verse.
أو تقولوا إنما أشركنا آباؤنا من قبل وكنا ذرية من بعدهم أفتهلكنا بما فعل المبطلون
أو تقولوا إنما أشرك آباؤنا من قبل وكنا ذرية من بعدهم أفتهلكنا بما فعل المبطلون in the alternative, you will be found saying, إِنَّمَا أَشْرَكَ آبَاؤُنَا that only our parents committed polytheism of Allah. وَكُنَّا ذُرِّيَّةً مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ and we happen to be a progeny that descended after them. أَفَتُهُلِكُنَا بِمَا فَعَلَ الْمُبْطِلُونَ will you then destroy us on account of the misbehavior of those who committed the act of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Next verse. وَكَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ It is in this manner we make our signs clear. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ perchance they will return back to Allah. Next verse.
واتل عليهم نبأ الذي آتيناه آياتنا فانسلق منها فأتبعه الشيطان فكان من الغاوين
واتل عليهم نبأ الذي آتيناه آياتنا فانسلخ منها فأتبعه الشيطان فكان من الغاوين That is verse number 175. Allah Azza wa Jal said, rehearse unto them, because watlu is from tilawa. Tilawa means something recited in succession, something not to be broken, okay, that is tilawa. So watlu, read, rehearse unto them, naba alladhi ataynahu ayatina, the information concerning that man to whom our verses were given unto him. Some scholars say it was a particular scholar. Some said Bil'am ibn Ba'ura or Dirsis al-Abidin. Mark you, we have to be convinced through impeccable chain of transmission to identify the identity of such a person. What is important, the Quran says, the one to whom our verses were given to him. What happened? فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا He passed by them. He deliberately intended to overlook them. فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانِ And for that, Satan followed him. The ulama say, if you know Allah, you know the scripture, you know his do's and don'ts, but deliberately you intend to disobey such things, you become the teacher of Satan, you are the teacher, and Satan becomes your disciple. And it will be a sorry situation, a lamentable situation for that matter, if Satan, the devil, the evil one, becomes one's disciple. Yeah, but that is the fate of the one that knows the religion, the scripture, but deliberately, advertently chooses to do according to his whims and caprices and according to his own desire. Now Allah says, Azza wa Jal says, Azza wa Jal, writ unto them, like I have already said, the story, that is another. Okay? The story is like the information concerning him, but to whom our verses were given to him, but he left them. فَأَتْبَأَهُ الشَّيْطَانِ, and Shaitan followed him. Shaitan is the title given to Iblis. Otherwise, his name is Iblis. Iblis was a jinn. Allah says, إِلَّا إِبْلِسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي. That is, Satan is the name given to him. Satan means Shaitan. Shaitan is from Shaitan. Shaitan means to keep away. He kept away from the right way, so he earned Allah's curse, Allah's wrath, Allah's condemnation, and Allah's anger. Shaitan, there are human shaitans. There are human shayateens. Yeah. But the real shaitan here is the one that made such a person his teacher. That is, فَأَتْعُ الشَّيْطَانِ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَوِينَ, and he came to be amongst those who have gone astray. Next verse.
وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ إِن تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْهِ يَلْهَثْ أَوْ تَتْرُكْهُ يَلْهَثْ ذَلِكَ مَثَلُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا
وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ إِنْ تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْهِ يَلْحَثْ أَوْ تَتْرُكْهُ يَلْحَثْ. لا إله إلا الله. Allah said, the exalted, وَلَوْ شِئْنَا, had we wished, or if we had willed, لَرَفَعَنَاهُ بِهَا, we will have uplifted him with our verses. وَلَكِنَّهُ, but Allah, on the contrary, أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ, he decided to remain rooted to the vanities of this life. Allah gave him his verses, إِسْمُ الْأَعْظَمِ, الْكُرْسِي, all things given to him. This tells you, if a scholar, you know, derails from the right way, his danger on the ummah is more than that of a kafir. Yeah. For example, a hafiz of the Quran, he knows hadith, he knows the jurisprudence fiqh well, and he decides to leave the way. Dumping the Quran aside, he is more dangerous on the ummah than Satan. Because the ignorant ones will follow him. They say, Ibn Malan does it. Isn't it? That is why, if somebody knows the scripture, knows the religion well, and he decides to disobey Allah, his punishment is given double, or even triple, or even quadruple, or even quintuple, depending on the magnitude of the disobedience he has committed. One scholar says, إِذَا كُنْتَ لَا تَدْرِي فَتِلْكَ مُصِيبَةٌ وَإِنْ كُنْتَ تَدْرِي فَالْمُصِيبَةُ أَعْظَمُ. If you do not know, well, that is a calamity indeed. But if you have known and disobeyed, that is the greatest form of calamity. So one should fear the faith. He knows and he acts against the dictate of his knowledge. Allah says, will you command people to do good things and you forget yourself? Now? So that is the message there. If we had wished, we would have taken him up. But he had decided to follow his whims and desires and the vanities of the land. وَاتَّبَأَ هَوَى, and he obeyed the designs of his heart. That is Hawa. What is Hawa? Hawa is your vainglorious designs of the heart, your whimsicality, your whims and caprices, For example, you see a woman passing by, she is attractive. The hawa tells you, oh, look at her, to satisfy your urge. That is hawa. When call is made for Jumu'ah prayer, Allah says, leave all commercial activities. إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة أهن فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع. أها ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. When a call is made for Jumu'ah prayer, leave everything you are doing. But Hawa will tell you, and you have not made some purchases, and the customers are coming now, please wait now, Allah is up for giving. That is Hawa. People want to tell lies to have their ways going. It is because of Hawa. We take our money to the banks to realize interest. That is Hawa. There are many instances and examples of Al-Hawa which Allah says don't obey the dictates of Hawa. But this man decided to obey the designs of his inner soul. That is the meaning of whatever Hawa. Then Allah said, فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ. His similitude, his example is the similitude of a dog. Just like a dog. How does the dog act? Allah says, إِن تَحَمِلْ عَلَيْهِ يَلْحَظُ. If you attack a dog, it laughs in a lulling. It brings out a tongue. Like that is yalhaz. Whether you attack dog, it lulls out its tongue. If you allow it without attacking it, it still brings out the tongue as a mark of humiliation and being despised. My brother, your Quran, the position is not good. Yeah, jazakallah khairah. So that is the example of such a man who knows the truth and lives it. Allah is like a dog. And if somebody is linking to a dog, this linkage is bad indeed. Yeah, wa na'udhu billahi min dhalik. Allah says, فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ إِن تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْهِ يَلْحَظُ أَوْ تَتْرُكُهُ يَلْحَظُ. نعم. ذلك مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآياتنا فاقصص القصص. Such is the example of the people that deny our teachings, that deny our signs and revelations. Then Allah said, فاقصص القصص. Go on narrating the story. Tell them, explain to them, make our signs clear. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Perchance they will be pondering, they will be cogitating, they will be thinking, they will be bringing to the memory to understand the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next verse.
سَاءَ مَثَلًا لِلْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَأَنفُسَهُمْ كَانُوا يَظْلِمُونَ.
سَاءَ مثلا القوم الذين كذبوا بآياتنا وأنفسهم كانوا يظلمون. Evil is the example of the people that have denied our signs, and themselves alone they have been inflicting wrongdoing on. Because when somebody disobeys Allah, he has wronged but himself. He has harmed none but himself. Take for example, the new crescent of Ramadan has been sighted, but one doubting Thomas refuses to fast. He comes out, he eats food, you know, to the glaring of people. He knows nobody can judge him. Whom did he harm? Did he harm you? No. He inflicted harm on his own soul. So such a people, we are harming none but themselves. Next verse.
مَنْ يَحْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ
الْمُهْتَدِي وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. مَنْ يَحْدِ اللَّهُ whosoever is guided by Allah, فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ, such is the one truly guided. That's it. If Allah has guided somebody, nobody can misguide you. Believe me. And Allah says, وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ, and whosoever Allah misguides, فَأُولَيْكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ, such are the losers. Losers here and losers the hereafter. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Next verse.
وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ.
نعم.
لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ.
This is verse number 179 in this chapter, chapter number 7, Al-A'raf. Al-A'raf means the great height. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمْ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. For what? لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. Number 1. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُنْصِرُونَ بِهَا. Number 2. وَلَهُمْ آذَانًا لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا بَلْ أُولَئِكَ الْأَنْعَامُ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. Allah said, for Jahannam we have implanted, we have decreed a great number of people going to the hellfire Jahannam. Not only people, مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ, amongst the jinn and amongst the mankind. To tell you, the jinn, the unseen world, we call them jinn. The world of the demons, we call them demons. But amongst the jinns are believers. Amongst them are Ahl Sunnah. Amongst them are the bid'atic people and Sunnatic people. Okay. But Allah says, amongst them we have created a lot of people destined to go to the hellfire. Are they going to be wronged by Allah? No, far from that. Listen to the reason. Listen to the causative reason or agent. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ, they have hearts. But لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا, they fail to comprehend good messages with this heart. To tell you, your mind or your heart, depending on your usage, is the engine house in you. For understanding and appreciating the beauties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By the time the heart does not work, it is a dead heart. You tell me somebody has a heart attack. This is the most dangerous form of heart attack. Spiritually, the heart does not appreciate good things. It appreciates evil things. Oh, the heart is dead. It's dead, dead. Such a people are like this. They have the heart, لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ, having eyes, but they cannot see the truth with the eyes. وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ, having ears, لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا, they cannot hear the truth with the eyes, I mean with the ears. أُولَئِكَ, such a people, كَالْأَنْعَامِ, are like animals. أَنْعَام, yes. بَلْ, nay, أَضَلْ, are even more astray than the animals. Look at the Quran. أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ, such are the absent-minded ones. Their mind, there is a kind of a dissection, if you like it. Or there is a barrier between their heart and grasping the truth. That is why Allah says in one place of the Quran, chapter 8, يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا رد آية.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله والرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم واعلموا أن الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه وأنه إليه تحشرون.
In this particular verse, which is verse number 24 in chapter Al-Anfal, Allah says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم واعلموا أن الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه وأنه إليه تحشرون. That is, you should answer Allah's call. Otherwise, Allah can place a barrier between your heart and the truth. You have been playing with your life until such a time you want to go back to the truth and you fail as a punishment against your playful lives you played previously. That is why, most especially during the formative age of a person, let him build his life on sound basis of Iman. As a young man, don't play, don't desecrate, don't hooliganize and bastardize your life by drinking alcohol, by drug abuse, by going after women, wasting your precious hours on social networks for bad purposes and reasons. No. This youthfulness, we like it, we cherish it. These are your formative times and age. The house man says, Inkaga tsohon banza to dama chin yaron banza ne. If you come across, you know, a morally bankrupt old man, he used to be morally bankrupt young man. Because Allah, wallahu la yudu ajr al muhsinin. Therefore, if you build your life on solid foundation of piety, Allah preserves you and takes care of you. That is Allah's sunnah. And there is no change or alteration in Allah's pattern and Allah's sunnah. May Allah guide us right. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as we have, we created for Jahannam, I'm just repeating, a lot of jinns and men having hearts without understanding, eyes not seeing the truth, ears not hearing the truth. Such are just like animals. Nay, they are more astray than them, and they are the absent-minded ones. Next verse.
نعم. وَقَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْهِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ سَيُجْزَوْنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. To the end of the verse. To Allah belong beautiful names. Yeah, that is وَلِلَّهِ. The scholars of Arabic language say lillah, this lam is called, you know, possessive lam, that it is a lam suggesting Allah's possession for beautiful what? Names. It is Allah having the base of names. When you are born, you are called infant. As you develop, your name is what? Adolescent. Later you are called adult. Later you are called old man. Your name keeps on changing. When you drop dead, your name is corpse. They are forgotten you. When they carry you shoulder high, you are taken to the grave. But Allah's name remains as it is. So Allah says to him belong beautiful names. Husna is the extended form of ahsanu. Hasanun, hasanun, ahsan. Jamilun, jamilun, ajmal. Hasanatun, hasanatun, husna. Kabiratun, kabiratun, kubra. In this form, if you learn Arabic well. So Allah has beautiful names. Then فَدْعُوهُ هُ بِهَا. Two pronouns. Ask him. Who is that him? بِهَا, with them. Which are them? Names. Okay. Our great scholar, Sheikh Muhammad Salih Al-Uthaymeen, rahmatullahi alayh, wrote a book on this topic of Allah's names and Allah's attributes. He called the book Al-Qawa'id al-Mufla fi Asma'illahi wa Sifatihi al-Ula. That is the most beautiful principles on Allah's names and attributes. The book is a must read. I recommend the book. If you have good Arabic, read it, understand it. It analyzes a lot of rules that guide you in understanding how to call Allah's name. One of the names is what? Allahu. Who has gotten a name like this? No. Or none. He says, هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيًّا. Let me throw this question to you. How many names does Allah get? I'm asking you. How many names does Allah get? 99 names. What are they? Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Qudus, Al-Salam, Al-Mumin, Al-Muhaymin, Al-Aziz, Al-Jabbar, Al-Mutakabbir, Al-Khaliq, Al-Barik. To the end of it. May I ask you, is Ar-Rashid part of those names? Ar-Rashid, Alif Lam Ra'un Shinu Ya'un Dalun, Ar-Rashid. Is it part of those names? Some are saying yes, some are saying no. Hey, but when you look at usually the names, usually we've been taught, even during our Islamic young days, Ar-Rashid is there. That is why they name children Abdul Rashid. And it's wrong. Ar-Rashid is not Allah's name. Mark you. You may say, why? I give you answer. You see, Ar-Rashid is in the form of Al-Fa'il. Ar-Rashid means the one guided. So if is Allah guided, who guided him? Mark you. Because Allah says, وَمَا أَمْرُ فِرْعَوْنَ بِرَشِيدٍ. The affair of Pharaoh is not guided. So when you say Allah is Ar-Rashid, the one guided, then he must have a guide. Who guided him? I don't know if you've given the message. If you tell me Musa is the one taught, then somebody must have taught him. He is the taught, the one receiving teaching. Am I communicating? Abdul Hamid has been governed by a good governor. Governed. So the governed must have a governor. The taught must have a teacher. The fed must have someone who feeds him. You get me? The beaten, like yay, must have the bitter. So the guided must have. So that is the meaning of the word Ar-Rashid, the guided. In simple Arabic, ask any scholar. And because of the ayah we gave you, وَمَا أَمْرُ فِرْعَوْنَ بِرَشِيدٍ. Pharaoh's affair is not guided. So you are calling Allah guided. Who guided him? That is number one. Number two, those names were composed by an anonymous person. The Prophet didn't compose the names we've been taught. Allah Ar-Rahman, no. That is why Ibn Uthaymeen in his book composed other names. When you compare between the two, the names of Ibn Uthaymeen generally do not tally with the names you have in this thing we have. Yes, there is hadith. The Prophet says, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, إن لله تسعة وتسعين اسما من أحصاها دخل الجنة أو كما قال. To Allah belong 99 beautiful names. Whoever memorizes and understands such goes to the paradise. But don't tell me Allah has only 9 to the names. No. It is wrong to limit the number to 99. No. Just like saying I have 99 cars doesn't mean I don't have any other car. Get the message. Just like saying, well, I have 3 cars. Don't understand me, I have only 3 cars. The hadith did not say Allah has only, but it says to Allah belong 99 good names. So the ulama are saying the names are not only 99, because amongst the names given, there is no Al-Mannan, and Al-Mannan is part of Allah's name. Okay? In a popular prayer, the Prophet says, بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك او علمته احدا من خلقك او استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك. From this angle, the ulama are saying, oh, conclusively, Allah's names are more than 99. But the hadith is only telling you to Allah belongs not only, no, to Allah belong 99, even the ayah says this. So the number is not only 99. That is point number one to be understood. Point number two, Allah's names are beautiful. And according to the ulama of Aqidah, Allah's attributes are more numerous than his names. Point number two. Point number three, the ulama say, each and every name entails Allah's attribute and not the vice versa. Did you get me? You didn't. Each and every name of Allah encompasses attributes and not each and every attribute encompassing Allah's name. No. That is a beautiful rule that the scholars give us. I will explain. Ar-Rahman, is it a name or attribute? It's a name. It's a name. What is the meaning of Ar-Rahman? The most gracious. The most gracious, the most merciful. So I can name my child Abdurrahman. Can't I? I can name my female child Amatur Rahman. Because Abdu is the opposite of Amatu. Abdu, servant, male. Amatu, servant, female. So Abdullah, Amatullah. Abdurrahman, ahem, Amatur Rahman. Abdul Malik, like this. So you can name your child after Allah's name, but not attributes, not you. So it's part of attributes if Allah says he does something. For example, Allah says وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهِ makr, makr. Do you call Allah al-makir? But it is part of his attribute. He does makr. Okay? You cannot say, oh please, I have a son, his name is Abdul Makiri. No, no. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ. Your Lord comes. So it's part of his attribute to come. But his name is not Al-Ja'i, he who comes. It's not Allah's name. Such that you call your daughter Amatul Ja'i, never heard of it. There are many, many instances. Okay? There are many instances. So this is this. Number four, the ulama say, if you want to ask Allah by any of his names, look at the name that appropriately translates your wish and desire and need. They say, لِكُلِّ دُعَى مَا يُنَاسِبُهُ مِنَ الْأَسْمَى. To each and every prayer, there is a name pertinent to it. Example, You want Allah to give you knowledge. You say, Ya Alim, Alimni. You're looking for knowledge, that is your need. So go for the name translating what? That's it. You want Allah to give you ascendancy or Allah's gift, Ya Fattah, or Ya Wahhab, the utmost giver. And Al-Qabidu is part of his name, the one that denies and contracts. Don't say, Ya Qabidu, give me. What are you saying? Do you want him to do Qabidu for you, to deny you? But the name is his name now, but does not translate your need. Do you get it? That's what the ulama have said. It's a beautiful principle. They say, لِكُلِّ دُعَى مَا يُنَاسِبُهُ مِنَ الْأَسْمَى. To each and every need, there is a name that translates it. You want Rahma, you say, Ya Rahman, irhamni. Don't say, Ya Shadid al-Azabi, irhamni. No, it's contradictory. But that is his name. But does not translate what? Your name. You get me? Ya Qahar, he who gives success. This is very important. So Allah says, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. To Allah belong the most beautiful name. So ask Him. Say, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan, Ya Kareem, Ya Azim. You can even use all of the names. But if you want to be specific, look at the one explaining your specific what? Me, and call the name. Number five, if a true believer knows this well, he cannot go and be calling the name of the jinns, the evil ones. It is unfortunate, some people who claim to be malams or alfas, we call them the marabout. They will be concocting the names of the jinns. Ya Rauka Ya Ilu, Astaghfirullah, I am only saying so that you hear. Ya Rauka Ya Ilu, Ya Kafa Kafa Ya Ilu, Kafa Kafa Ya Ilu, Ya Dam Dama Ya Ilu. It's going to dam dam you, inshallah. Be careful. You should never call such a name. Call Allah's name exclusively on everything. Any difficulty, any facility, call Allah's name. Don't call the name of evil spirit. You are a believer. Your tawhid must be intact. So Allah says, to Allah belong beautiful names. فَدُعُوهُ بِهَا. Then He says what? وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِنَ فِي أَسْمَعِ. Leave those who take a different position with His name. Because yulhid, they meander. They make crooked Allah's names. The ulama say, it refers to the Arabs of the pre-Islamic era. From Allah, they say Allah. From Al-Mannan, they say Al-Manat. From Al-Aziz, they say Al-Uzza. And these were prominent gods in the pre-Islamic era in Mecca. So they are doing Ilhad. Ilhad means to change Allah's name from how it is written, how it is articulated verbally, how it's said, and different name. Okay? That is why the name Allah is unique. Unique. Examples, the name God is not unique. Because out of God, you can make plural form. God, one, gods. Can you say Allah? Can you? Impossible. God, male, is a goddess, female god. Can you say Allah is? It's not possible. Each and every man can be called God. In the Bible, 2 Corinthians 4:4, they say Satan is the god of this world. In the Bible, New Testament, 2 Corinthians 2:4, is the god. How? And you have God Father. Can you say Allah Father? Can you? For this reason and many other things to be mentioned, the name Allah is preeminently unique, uniquely preeminent, unparalleled. So usually, well, we say Allah God, maybe because we don't have any English translation to convey the actual message of the word Allah. The French people say God, Dieu, Dieu, au nom de Dieu. Le pouvoir appartient à Dieu. Power belongs to God. But this is not enough. It does not convey to you the actual message of the word expression Allah. Nobody can be called Allah. Allah is Allah, the one and only God, Ar-Rahman, the compassionate, Ar-Rahim, the merciful, Al-Malik, the king, Subhanallah, the king, to the end of it. So ask Allah by these names. Leave those who make his name crooked for their selfish designs. Allah says, Sayyidzona, ma kanu ya'malun, they shall be adequately recompensed for what they used to do in this life. Next verse.
وَمِمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا أُمَّةٌ يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ
وَمِمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا أُمَّةٌ يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ. Amongst those we've created a group of people who conduct their life by following the truth and they maintain justice by the same truth. Next verse.
وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ
وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. As for those who deny our signs, we shall make a plot against them from the angle they know not. That is istidraj. What is istidraj? Allah's plot. Allah has a plot. How? Somebody will be given wealth and health, power. He assumes he's a god. That is istidraj. Pharaoh or Fir'aun, our scholars used to say, he could live for 40 years without a single headache. 40 years without a headache. And he was eating, drinking. That is istidraj. If somebody commits zina, a'udhubillah, a'udhubillah, and he's okay, he feels healthy, that is istidraj. It is Allah's plot. Okay? So don't allow yourself to have this kind of plot of Allah against you. So he says, those who deny our signs, we shall have a plot against them for what they are doing. Yes.
حتى إذا فرغوا بما أوتوا أخذناهم بغتة فإذا هم مبصرون.
This is an example. فلما نسوا ما ذكروا فتحنا عليهم أبواب كل شيء. When the unbelievers forgot our preachings, we opened the gate of riches unto them. That is the ayah. Until they were seized unceremoniously without their knowledge. So material blessings are not necessarily sign of being near to Allah. You can be the poorest materially, but richest spiritually. You can be richest materially, but poorest spiritually. And somebody can combine the two. May Allah give us such. Because Allah says, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Next verse.
وَقُلِّي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينٌ.
Allah says, وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ. I am just giving them respite. Just a delayed tactics. إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينٌ. My plan is impregnable. Very strong. Next verse.
أَوَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا مَا بِصَاحِبِهِمْ مِنْ جِنَّةٍ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ.
أَوَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا مَا بِصَاحِبِهِمْ مِنْ جِنَّةٍ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ. What? mubin. Our lamia tafakkar, why can't bring to their thought? Why can't they think? Why can't they ponder? Why can't they cogitate? Madis Amin Jinnah, their comrade, that is Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, their man, Sahib, their companion, was never mentally challenged. That's not a madman. They were claiming he was demonically possessed. Allah said, no, they are just lying. If you look at him, he didn't have any mental trouble, being mentally deranged or mentally challenged or mentally, no. He was sound mentally, physically, socially, any lay you have it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay? In huwa illa nazirun mubin. He was but a warner. And clearly, he warned in the clearest form that people should understand. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, and remains nazir. Nazir, warner. Bashir, and the giver of glad tidings. Bashiran wa naziran wa da'iyan ila Allah bi idnihi wa sirajan munira. Next verse.
أولم ينظروا في ملكوت السماوات والأرض وما خلق الله من شيء وأن عسى أن يكون قد اقترب أجلهم فبأي حديث بعده يؤمنون.
أولم ينظروا في ملكوت السماوات والأرض وما خلق الله من شيء وأن عسى أن يكون قد اقترب أجلهم فبأي حديث بعده يؤمنون. This is verse number 185. Allah says, oh, أولم ينظروا, haven't they taken a look? Haven't they looked at the kingdom of the heaven and earth? Look at it. Take a look. Look at the kingdom of the heaven. Look at how the skies have been suspended, uplifted, without any support, human support. Allah says, look at it now. Look at it. Look at how the sun, how, look at the clouds. Look at the stars. Look at the moon. Look at the rainfall. Look at the vegetative cover. Look at the earth. Look at the rivers. Look at it. Because Islam commands believers to look. Not ordinarily, you look for the purpose of driving lessons. The scholars are saying, take a look at five things, you get five lessons. Take a look at five things, you get five corresponding five lessons. So looking is very important. And this eye is given to you for the purpose of knowing and understanding. Even the scientists first have to look, observe, deduct, then bring out their deductive analysis. Isn't it? Yeah. The power of sight is very important. You want to marry a lady, look at her, according to Islam, so that you pick the pickable out of her, which is legitimate, looking. But don't cast a nasty look that Allah says no to search. أَوَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا فِي مَلَكُوتِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Haven't they looked at the kingdom of the heaven and earth? Not only that, وَمَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. And what Allah has created out of many things. وَأَنْ عَصَى. And that perhaps and perchance. وَأَنْ عَصَى أَنْ يَكُونَ قَدِ اقْتَرَبَ أَجَلُهُمْ. That it is likely their time for leaving this world has just come. None of us know when he's going to die. Sickness does not necessarily mean death, doesn't. And being healthy and physically okay, mentally well, does not give you guarantee for not dying now. Allah says, well, haven't they thought perchance their days is around the corner? how many people will be saying, okay, good night, and that night is not good to him, at least he's dead. I always remember what happened in 1978 when the Kenyan president, Mr. Jomo Kenyatta, then, after finishing a meeting, he retired just to have a siesta in Mombasa, the port city of Kenya, before convening a council meeting. No sooner had he slept than the angel of death came knocking at him. He died. Your Excellency, it's time for meeting. Hey, sir. Oh, the sir is gone. La ilaha illallah. They opened the door, they saw the sir, ha, with the eyes fixed, gone. Such is life. Mr. Hori Bomadien, the former Algerian president, the same 78, had a trouble of brain trauma. So neurologists of standards of world-class neurologists were brought to treat him. Finally, he died. There are many instances. So Allah says, they should have looked at the kingdom of the heaven and earth and our creatures or created beings, and perhaps and likely their terminal point is around the corner. That is al-ajal. All of us are just waiting for the time. Let me ask you, the death, D-E-A-T-H, is it the waiter or the waited? Get my language well. Is death the waiter or the waited? Now? Yeah, waited. Because when it comes, it does not wait. لا يستأخرون ساعة ولا يستقدمون, when the ajal comes. So the death is a king, does not wait. When it comes, you just have to go, no matter what. And it has been concealed, nobody knows it. So one should be careful, be on the guard. So Allah says, perchance their ajal is just around the corner. We have more time? Okay, go on.
من يضلل الله فلا هادي له ونذرهم في طغيانهم يعمهون.
What is it? Ayah, what? Allah says, من يضلل الله فلا هادي له ونذرهم في طغيانهم يعمهون. من يضلل الله, on whom Allah's decree of going astray descends, or in a simpler language, whosoever Allah leads astray, okay, فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ, no one can guide such a right. وَنَظَرُهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ, we leave them in their vanity. يَعْمَهُونَ are meandering, not knowing what they are to do, because they have been led astray. Next verse.
يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِندَ رَبِّي لَا يُجَلِّيهَا لِوَقْتِهَا إِلَّا هُوَ ثَقُلَتْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لا تأتيكم إلا بغتة. يسألونك كأنك هدي عنها قل إنما علمها عند الله ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلم.
يسألونك عن الساعة, they keep on asking you, oh your prophet, Allah says, they are asking you, they are nagging you with questions on Sa'a, the hour. Which hour? Which hour, ya jama'ah? Which hour? Al-Qiyamah. Allah calls Al-Qiyamah As-Sa'ah, like here. Allah calls it Al-Qiyamah. Any other name you know? Allah calls it At-Tammatul Kubra. Allah calls it As-Sakha. Allah calls it Naam? Naam? Al-Qari'ah. Yes. Another name? Al-Haqqah. يوم تبلى السرائر الغاشية. Another one. ويوم تشقق السماء بالغمام ونزل الملائكة تنزيلا. The day when the sky will be bursting. In fact, some scholars are saying the names of Al-Qiyamah reach up to 100 in the Quran. Whenever Allah says Yawma so and so, it implies Al-Qiyamah. Yawma tarawunaha. Naam? Yawma yakhrujuna min al-ajdath sira'an ka'annahum ila nusubin yufidun. Wa yawma, wherever he says Yawma, Yawma, it is Al-Qiyamah. So from this understanding, the names reach, the number reaches up to 100. And then the ulama are saying, when the name of something are so many or so much, it tells you how important it is, either positively or negatively. So here Allah says, they keep on asking you on As-Sa'ah. Ayyana Mursa'ah, when is it going to be established? Then Allah said, Ul, tell them, Innama ilmuha inda Rabbi. Its knowledge rests exclusively with my Lord. لا يجليها لوقتها إلا هو. No one can reveal its timing, its occurrence, except Allah. ثقلت في السماوات الأرض. It is heavy in the heavens and earth, meaning even the creators of the heavens and earth find its issue very, very heavy in their hearts. لا تأتيكم إلا بغتة. The day of resurrection shall not come to you but بغتة, abruptly, without your knowledge. In a hadith, people will open pieces of cloth conducting bargaining before finishing Qiyamah is established. لا إله إلا الله. Someone will be taking water, a cup of water. Before taking it to the mouth, Qiyamah established, and the water has to fall down. Somebody has milked his cow. Before drinking it, both the cow and the milker are gone. Qiyamah. So Allah says, La ta'atikum illa baghta. It will but come to you unceremoniously, abruptly, unknown to you. Baghta. The angel charged with the responsibility of blowing the trumpet for the day for the utter destruction of the material cosmos, already the trumpet is there. He has been holding it in a position waiting for just being commanded to blow it. Are you not afraid when it's committing zina, when it is blown? Drinking alcohol, it is blown. What can you tell Allah the Almighty? That is why constantly maintain the word La ilaha illallah. Maintain the saying Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Maintain the saying La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Your tongue should be ever ready, constantly mention Allah's name. Okay? May Allah guide us right. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they've been asking you on the day As-Sa'ah will be established, tell them its knowledge belongs to Allah. Nobody can tell you its time, and it is heavy. I mean, its issue is heavy, meaning it is a burden on the dwellers of the heavens and earth. لا تأتيكم إلا بغتة. It will come to you, but in an abrupt manner. يسألونك كأنك حفي عنها. Oh, they keep on asking you as if you yourself have been asking about it. You have not been asking about it. You to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you don't busy yourself asking on it. You know it is going to be established. That's all. Meaning, why should they be asking you in this nagging manner as if أنت حفي. Happy means someone that asks about things constantly. Okay? You don't ask about it either. قُلْ إِنَّمَا إِلْمُهَا إِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Tell them its knowledge, when it's going to occur, rest with Allah exclusively. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But the bulk of mankind still do not know this reality. Can we finish it to... We have a point there. Yeah, go. Just one ayah remaining, inshallah.
قل لا أملك نفسي نفعا ولا ضرا إلا ما شاء الله.
نعم.
ولو كنت أعلم الغيب لاستكثرت من الخير وما مسني السوء إن أنا إلا نذير وبشير لقوم يؤمنون.
MashaAllah, barakallah fikum. This is ayah 188 and it is the rubric we stop here. It's a good point at which we can anchor the boat of the tafsir for the day. قُلْ tell them, لَا أَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسِي نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرَّ إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ. I don't claim the possession of any benefit or harm for myself except that which Allah desires. Number one, وَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ لَسْتَكْسَمُ الْخَيْرِ وَمَا مَسْتَنِيَ السُّوءِ. If I had known the unseen, I would have multiplied goodness for myself and I would not allow any misfortune to occur on me. Number two, إِنْ أَنَا I am but نَذِيرٌ a warner وَبَشِيرٌ and glad tidings giver or breaker. Okay? لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ for the people that believe. May Allah make us true believers so that we get Allah's bushra. أسأل الله رب العالمين أن يعز الإسلام والمسلمين ويذل الشرك والمشركين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
My mind of anyone who everybody knows. And the last answer, can you kindly share this time for us to give you family for country? I'm sure that you know this in all families are in future.
It is unfortunate, just 8 months marriage. Heading for Iraq. Subhanallah al-Azim. I gave a talk last Sunday at Ariwa House here, titled Rampant Divorce Causes, Effects and Solution. I wrote a paper, 15 pages. I analyzed 17 different causes for divorce, according to my understanding. And I mentioned 10 effects of such a wreckage in the boat of the matrimonial home. Now the brother is saying their marriage is only 8 months. Only 8 months. Has not yet clocked a year. Is heading for what? Iraq. And he's asking whether I can give him an audience. Why not? But the problem is my schedules in Kaduna for Ramadan are very, very tight and tightened. I will leave the issue with Micah. You go and discuss. Based on your discussion, you can feed me. You can maybe get a time because this is an assignment to be looked into properly. I can give you my paper that I have presented. You didn't ask me, but I can volunteer to give you. You go and look at what I have said. Maybe you can come across what is the causative agent of this wreckage here, wreckage in court, in the boat of matrimony. May Allah save the marriage. May Allah give you the courage, the wherewithal to be patient, tolerate her, and let her to tolerate you. So, Malam Mutala, you take up the matter, we hear later, inshallah. People talking like this are the bid'atic people. When they have been challenged on their concoction and fabrication, and they found nowhere to escape, they say, you are doing tafsir. Otherwise, no right-thinking Muslim will ever say tafsir is a bid'ah. Because Allah says, وَيَأْتُونَكَ بِمَثَلٍ إِلَّا جِئِنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ وَأَحْسَنَ التَّفْسِيرَ. People will never produce any book like the Quran, but we must have given you what is better, and the one better explained, better translated. So the word tafsir is in the Quran, but the Mawlid, for example, is not in the Quran, not in the Sunnah. It's just a struggle for survival. They are looking helplessly how to escape. And you don't have to worry yourself. When somebody is talking like this, he has been pushed to the wall looking for something to distract you, to deny you seeking for knowledge. Otherwise, no believer can ever say tafsir is bid'ah, unless if he does not know the meaning of bid'ah, or is that being selfish or outrightly an ignorant person. Ramadan is the month of Quran. That is number one. Number two, Angel Jibril used to descend in the month of Ramadan, teaching the Prophet the Quran, not only recitation but also explanation in the month of Ramadan. You cannot give me a single evidence like this concerning your Mawlud, your Fida'u, you have not. But the issue is, the scholars of Sunnah have been challenging them. So the best way is, let also, the best form of war is an offensive war. Just like somebody who is stealing. Why did you steal? You two are stealing. So he is telling you, I agree, I am stealing, but you two are doing. So no right-thinking person who has the knowledge, who have the taste of learning, can ever look at tafsir as a bid'ah. It is part of Islam, it is part of recitation, because Allah says, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Did Allah say this? Did He say this? What has the Al-Rama been doing? Reciting. In Quran, as you recite, you understand. If you understand, it is through translation, explanation. Allah says, Kitabun, Allah says, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Quran 16:44. We have revealed the Quran to you, O ye Muhammad, so as to explain to the people. Explain. And that explanation does not have any time. All time should be done. If it is all time should be done, what about the month of Quran, which is Ramadan? So I'm telling you, they are just people who are desperate, who have no any reason to say. They just want to deceive the Muslim Ummah. They want to cover their evil ways of bid'ah by trying to cite instances like these. You should be forewarned. Allahu A'lam. He says what?
That out of my heart the full of Christian man and worldly wisdom.
Now,
in order how to be bitter, in after that is my heart of my heart of wisdom.
MashaAllah, this is Mr. Half Half. He has one heart, half of it full of luxuries and vanities, the other half full of good things. Beautiful. I want to tell you, give your whole heart to Allah. Don't give Him half of your heart. And the best way is you should be praying to Allah seriously. Read the Quran. Allah says,
وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارا.
We reveal in the Quran what is a remedy, panacea, treatment for the believers. Read it constantly, the shifa. Number two, keep yourself away from bad friends. Number three, when you have social thinking in your heart, remember Allah's punishment is there. Number four, you should make little your thought concerning this life. Number five, you should be constantly remembering the time when you are going to die, to be buried, to be enshrouded, to be carried shoulder high to the mother earth. Number six, remember when you are going to be the meat of the worms in the grave, when you are going to rot away. And number seven, remember when the angel is going to come to you and meet you in the place of solitude. You are alone in a grave. And number seven, or is it eight, remember the very time when you are going to be brought out of the grave. Number nine, remember you are going to receive your record. You don't know by the right or the left. Remember these. And number 10, remember if you just obey your desires, you would be denied the drinking from the kofal al-kawthar. So you warn yourself, stop it. Don't deny me that goodness. And number 11, remember the crossing on as-sirat. And number 12, remember the hellfire, the blazing fire. Out of many things to tell you, Wallahu alam, wa bihi tawfiq. No, it is kufr. It is an outer disbelief. It is a saying concocted by some of the kafirun. If the mountain cannot come to Muhammad, Muhammad should go to the mountain. It's a statement of kufr, disbelief, his derogation, unbecoming, his character assassination. You see, we should be careful. On everything we utter, there is angel there recording. مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. So stop saying it. There are many things people say that we should be careful. For example, I said, when we want to translate al-ummi, what do we say? Unlettered, not illiterate. So don't say this. Any statement coming from the opposite camp, subject it to scrutiny. Scrutinize it properly. If it is good, take it. Otherwise, leave it. Wallahu a'lam. Alaykum as-salam. Come again, please. Okay, if somebody is doing nafila, can he open the Quran reading it? If yes, please tell me where I can get reference. Aisha radiallahu anha, it is said, one servant used to lead her in prayer and reading the Quran. But which place, I cannot remember. But some scholars are of the view that yes, what is wrong? You can, if you want to read the Quran completely in Ramadan and you don't have it off it, you can hold it, read, when you reach a certain portion, close it, mark the place for easy identification, put it gently down and then go down like this until you finish. Yeah, this is, I don't have any proof to say no to that. If it is in nafila. Alright? That is what I can tell you for now. But if it is behind an imam, it's better you pay full attention to the imam without making yourself busy opening and closing. Allahu alam.
My question is, he asked that the fire and the sun while he has something and asked him,
has this ever happened? The ulama are saying, don't ask what has not happened. But it can happen. The ulama have said, those not eligible to inherit, or the condition for not inheriting all the things that can militate against one inheriting one's father's property, for example. 6 points. They are combined in one formula. Aynun, shinun, lamun, kafun, ra'un, zayun, kafun. Translated, ish laka rizqun. The first letter symbolizes this question. It says, aynun adamul istihla. No. The second one is shinun, because ish laka rizqun. Shinun ashak. Yani ashak, man alladhi mata qabla al-akhar? هل مات الوالد قبل المولود ام كيف مثلا. We don't know, we are not certain who dies first, the father or the son. So until this is established, the issue of inheritance will be delayed. You must establish who first dies. Is that clear? Because for any inheritance to take place, there has to be, we must be sure of the survival or the living of the one to inherit. We must be sure of the death of the one to be inherited. Second condition. The third condition, we must be sure of the legality, legally owned, legal possession of the property to be what? Inherited. These three conditions are very important. So if out of accident we don't know who first dies, that should be suspended until we are able to establish the true identity. Wallahu alam. You should learn to be fast. My brother, the questions to be handled, you had, you said they are finished. If it allows you, I have no problem. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. Thank you.